This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw this story about a British backpacker who fell to her death. Her name was Catherine Shaw. And immediately, I thought, Democrats! And it isn't because she fell to her death, even though Democrats are destructive. And, you know, in many cases, I'm not going to tell them what to do, but, you know, I can understand if they decide to end it. Because if you're a Democrat, you're an idiot. And if you can't get out of that morass and there are no pills you can take, do what you got to do. I'm not condoning suicide. I want to be clear. But I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, it's like Kevorkian. There are people that call Kevorkian. I don't want this anymore. Now, there's a simple answer, Democrats. You can just leave. But if you can't, there are alternatives. But anyway, so this British backpacker, she is believed to have stripped naked while hiking on a Guatemalan volcano to watch the sunrise. And she had a fatal fall. Now, the reason why this reminded me of the Democrats is because, number one, they like playing with fire. I don't know who would strip naked and go stand on top of a volcano except for an idiot leftist. Probably a vegan. Yeah, I'm not blaming vegans. I got Republican vegan friends. But I will tell you, this has all the trappings of a leftist. And you know what they said she was doing? She was trying to take a selfie. See, this is so reminiscent of what I see for the Democrats. This is exactly who they are. They want to flirt with danger. Hey, let's go after Donald Trump and let's get a selfie. It's like, hey, I'm in the African Serengeti. There's a pride of lions. I'm going to walk over there and try to get a picture of them with me in it. Hey, African lions, check it out. Oh, and they get eaten. That's what I thought of. 23-year-old from Whitney, Oxfordshire, was reported missing on March the 5th after she left her hotel, Lake Atitlan in Guatemala. Oh, Guatemala. Man, it makes me think about my midgets. The search and rescue team came to an end on Monday after police discovered her body 60 feet from the top of the Indian Nose hiking trail. Self-destructive. Look, we don't know how we're going to die, but you can put yourself in circumstances that ensure that that the chances improve dramatically. And that appears to be what this lady did. Now, there's another side to this story. Maybe there was foul play. See, because I say, even though Democrats are trying to kill themselves, taking their selfies on top of volcanoes naked, there can also be people that want to see them dead. There are Democrats in their party that want to see Ocasio-Cortez gone. There are many Democrats that would like to see new leadership from Pelosi, out of Pelosi or Schumer. They want them gone. There are many Democrats who understand that Cory Booker and Kamala Harris are not good for the Democrat Party. There are many people that want to see Tom Perez, the head of the DNC, gone. There are many people that would love for Elizabeth Warren to disappear. They want Hillary Clinton's big buttocks out of their face. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there are many of them that are saying, we've had enough of this party. It's no longer a party. It's been broken up by the police. Now they're starting to arrest people. So I see this story. Backpacker falls to her death. I don't know whether there's foul play or it's self-inflicted. I don't know whether she slipped on a rock as she was taking a selfie, but I see this as very symptomatic. This is an analogy. No, more of a metaphor. It is a metaphor for Democrats. Stop going up on volcanoes taking pictures. There's a song, don't go chasing waterfalls, you know, swimming the lakes that you're used to or something like that. I don't know. It's by TLC. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Listen to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Want to have it your way or not at all, but you're moving too fast. That's the lyrics to that song. It just hit me because, you know, I'm a musical man. I love these types of stories because they're analogous to what's going on with the Democratic Party. I know you see it as, I don't know how you saw this story, but you didn't see it the way I saw it. You didn't see it as a tale of Democrat woes, potential woes. You saw this as, oh, what a tragedy. That poor little thing. That poor little girl. You know, did she slip? Was she pushed? Let me tell you, she's a leftist hanging out with other leftists. Don't be surprised to learn that the person who pushed her or pushed her into doing it had a big fat insurance policy out for her and wanted to see her dead. Because that's how leftists are. Oh, I know. There are people out there going, Kevin, you're tough on leftists. How can you just assume? How can you presume this? How does this? Hey. You're suffering from leftismitis, because if you don't think that what I'm telling you is a possibility, you don't watch enough TV. You don't watch Snapped. You don't watch ID. You know, and what's the other show? How dangerous somebody is, like Killers in the Midst and all that. If you watch any of that crap that Hollywood produces, they are telling you about themselves. That's what they're telling you. They said leaked photos purportedly from the scene showed evidence of blows to Shaw's body, sparking rumors of murder. Let me tell you something. This leftist died of her own idiotic ideas. See, that's what leftism is. It is a death spiral of ideas. Here's what she said one morning. I'm going to get up at the sunrise, and I'm going to hike up to a precipice that nobody should be on to begin with. Unless you have a death wish. Then I'm going to take myself a selfie on a volcano. I'm going to get the sunrise on top of a volcano. Said no conservative ever. Okay, but she did. Then she falls 60 feet. Hits the ground. They see the pictures of her bruised alabaster fish belly white body. And they say, the pictures show foul play. Yeah, they sure do. I believe a rock did it. I mean, I'm just saying. Why y'all looking at me like that? Why y'all looking at me like that? Like I've said something wrong. Oh, I believe a rock is the perpetrator in this crime. Oh, wait. Let me back up. I believe that Catherine Shaw is the killer. Because anybody that wants to take a selfie on top of an active volcano in the middle of Guatemala and he climbs up a mountain, you know, in order to do it, because, you know, volcanoes are up high. They're not at sea level, for those of you who don't know. The left is listening to the program. If you want to do something stupid like that, you're the thing. It's like, oh, there's this comedian that talks about, you know, the shark bit somebody and it's unusual for a shark to bite you while you're swimming in the ocean. Where else are they going to bite you? As my comedian friend says, they're going to bite you in the middle of your living room? No. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. I thought that story was interesting. I hope you did as well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, Kevin, I want to know if you are aware that we have 20 people from Congo, 20 friggin' people from Congo in Laredo, Texas with Ebola. And this not no gossip, this is fact that I'm giving you. I know because I work in this department. 20 friggin' people with Ebola from Congo in Laredo, Texas. They need to close the damn border now. Thank you.
I appreciate that call. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. So I got that note from a young lady that called me, I want to say April 14th, 15th, 16th, something like that. And she says 20 people in Texas from Congo have Ebola. She knows it because she's working in that field. I'm presuming it's the medical field. I don't know this for certain. It's not my, you know, I can't say that, you know, she's telling the truth. I believe her. But I'm saying I haven't verified that. I tried to. I Googled it. I Googled it a couple days later. And I can't find anything on it. But that doesn't surprise me. Because, see, here's what I want to tell you about the news. People like Fox News, They don't get it fast. You know where you get the fastest news? From people like her, people that work in the medical field, people that work in the education field, people that work in the tax field or whatever. Local, your local news. This is why the Tea Party movement is so important. You get the news before anybody. When I met with Roger Ailes when I got hired at Fox News, he said to me, Kevin, our biggest issue is we can't get to the news quickly enough because we can't put people in all the markets. We can only serve the largest markets. And the largest markets are the ones that give us fake news because they then say, hey, Jussie Smollett, you know, they concoct it and then they spread it out from there. And then we're supposed to believe that he was attacked by two white guys that watched Empire and yelled anti-black gay slurs. And I'm only using him as an example. They feed us news. The news isn't just happening. The news is created in those places. The news happens where you are at a school board meeting. It's your parents, it's your teachers, you know, I mean, your kid's school or the teacher or whatever, at the local drugstore or whatever. That is what's important. If we were to consolidate, I'm just telling you, if we consolidated and we brought the news to the public, all these little things bubbling up, and we were the first ones there. We would dominate the news. It wouldn't matter what Google did, Facebook, or whatever. But imagine if we did that. We had our search engines. It was run through Tea Party community, and we did all these things. It would be amazing. Because, see, I believe this lady. I believe there are 20 people in Texas with Ebola that came from Congo. But here's what's reported on DSHS, Department of Service, whatever, Safety, Health, and whatever services. In Texas. It's, if you want the website, it's dshs.texas.gov. It's dated April the 3rd. It's 2 weeks after, so maybe they just hadn't gotten around to reporting that there are 20 cases of Ebola. But here's what they say, and it's under the section Texas Trends. In 2014, there were 3 cases of Ebola reported in Texas that were associated with the 2014 to 2016 West Africa Ebola epidemic. The initial case was first travel-associated case of EVD diagnosed in the United States. 2 nurses who cared for the sick Ebola patient, the initial case, contracted EVD, marking the first known transmission of EVD in the United States. The patient died. Both nurses recovered. That's what they're saying. By the way, one of the nurses, I believe, is suing them for putting her in harm's way, blah, blah, blah. But, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I just saw that as I was researching the story. So, we'll find out more. I hope that young lady calls us back and gives us more of an update. I'd like to follow up and maybe do something about this, but my whole thing is, you're the news. Now I want to go into what's going on in the world of Ebola, because what I also learned is that there's an Ebola outbreak right now in some African country, West Africa. And they're concerned. It's happening right now. There's an Ebola outbreak that's occurring in the world, and people are going, this could be epidemic. And now, there only were 3 cases in Texas in 2000, whatever time frame I gave, I think 2014 to 2016. And this woman says, there's 20 going on right now under your nose, and you're not aware of it. How many people have immigrated from the Congo to here? Any idea? Let me answer it for you. It's 2.1 million people. And as of March 24th of 2019, the Ebola outbreak in what they call the Democratic Republic of Congo topped 1,000 cases. Those are the confirmed. 625 deaths, 318 survivors. Keep in mind, folks, this is with a vaccine that they say is 97.8% effective. Do I need to give you the numbers again? 625 deaths, 318 survivors. The number of people who have contracted the disease has surpassed 1,000. They are immigrating these people to America as you speak. And if we are to believe this woman that called my show, there are 20 cases in Texas alone. And here's what they wrote about this when I was looking at the CDC website. You can go to this and find out for yourself. This is a disappointing milestone. This remains a highly complex Ebola outbreak with active transmissions in 13 of the 21 affected health zones, says CDC Director Robert Redfield. Despite this, CDC will continue to work 24/7 with our partners in the Democratic Republic of Congo and neighboring countries and around the world to help prevent the spread of Ebola and bring this outbreak to an end. So that's the CDC website as of the 18th of April. They say as of March 24, 2019. That's the last thing I saw. But the CDC is admitting this isn't working out. Yet our immigration policy is still bringing these people in. This has nothing to do with the measles. Have you guys heard about the measles? We got a measles outbreak. So you think that that's just accidental, or do you think that it has to do with the lax immigration policy? I can't remember the time we talked about measles. Go back a decade. I can't even remember having a discussion about measles. It was practically gone. Measles and mumps, diphtheria, all these childhood diseases that we all got vaccinated for. I couldn't hear anything about them. The only thing that I hear about is chickenpox. And now, look, I'm not saying Ebola is, oh my gosh, you know, it only takes one person. It takes 21 days or so for this thing to incubate. So how many people get introduced to how many other people? How did these Africans get over here? And who did they interact with, sneeze on, cough on, spit on, you know, have sex, whatever? How many of those people are infected as well? It doesn't take that many people to start an epidemic. And then a pandemic. But now we got measles outbreaks. If I were going to focus on anything on immigration, I would say, guys, here's what's happening right now. It's not by accident.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The California parents who abused and tortured some of their 13 children were sentenced on Friday to life in prison. But what exactly does life in prison mean? USA Radio Network's legal analyst and host of Radio Law Talk, Fred Penny, explains.
Life in prison does not necessarily mean life. It means 25 years to life, and with good behavior,
they can knock off 15% of that. They could be out of prison in 21 and a half years.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan held a joint news conference with Japan's foreign ministers. Pompeo was asked about Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
We will talk about the steadfast requirement that Russia not engage in activity that impacts the capacity of our democracy to be successful, and their interference in our election creates risk there.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy three or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
The Jonas Brothers had the song out like, I'm a sucker for you. Popular song. Comes on the radio. One of my boys is always singing it. I'm like, and it's a cute song, but I mean, just cracking up. I'm a sucker for you. Talking to some girl. I'm a sucker for you, girl. Really? Somebody raise those boys right. Nobody should be a sucker for anybody. Oh, man. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. But I'm a sucker for you. I'm not really a sucker for my radio audience the way some people are. They suck up. You know, hey, listen, radio people, be sure to spread the word. Look, I want you to spread the word. But if you like the show, you're listening to the show, you like the show, tell some people. Just think about it this way. If everybody told five of their friends, you got to listen to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. If you like it, pass it along to one of your friends. Now, let's just say the audience, my audience of, I don't know what, 10 people. 10 people. So we have 50, right? Five of them that pass it along. And then, so 50 people. And then everybody at that point says, okay, I'm going to tell one other person. So it's 50. And we did it. We have every day, every 2 days, whatever. How long would it take before I have like 200,000, 500,000 people listening? It wouldn't be that long, right? It would be days. Because 50 will become 100, 100 will become 200, 200 will become 400, 400 will become 800, 800 will become 1600. Carry ones. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't take very long. If we did it in days, it would take me what? Less to get 500,000, it would take me less than 15 days to get 500,000. Less than that. If I only had two people, I started with two people. Two people got four. Four got eight. Eight got 16, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 1,024, 2,048, 4,096. Let's just say over 8,000, 16,000, 32,000, 64,000. So that's 15. The next one would be 128. The next one would be 256. And the next one would be 512. So it's 18 days. That's how long it would take. If I only had two people. Now, if I had five, it would take me two less. I would be in the hundreds of thousands. Do you get it? Yeah, you've been tasked. You've been given a task. Now let's go do it. Shall we? KJRadio.com, 844. 551-8255. So let's talk about the Democrats. I talked about Elizabeth Warren earlier. I want to talk about the Democrats and what they've raised so far. Candidates who declared their White House bids were required to report how much money they raised between January 1st and March 30th of 2019. They have until April 15th to get these final reports out. But Here's what I will tell you. You don't have to be a fortune teller or know how to read tea leaves to understand the plight of the Democrats in the 2020 election. It's not good. It's dismal, in fact. That's right. Look at their fundraising and you'll get an idea of the destruction that's headed their way in 2020. And the good news for them, there is good news for you leftists, you brain dead morons that listen to my program, The Kevin Jackson Show. There is good news for you. I'm about to make you super happy. Kinda. So here it is. You aren't going to be nearly as shocked at a Trump victory as you were in 2016. You may not even have to cry this time. Oh, is that not good news? My producers are like shaking their heads. That's good news for the left. Do you know how shocked they were when Donald Trump whooped Hillary Clinton's big old fat buttocks in 2016? Shocked. Go back and look at those. Go back and look at those pictures of the Obama administration. They were standing there just like, what just happened? All those crybabies at the Hillary Clinton celebration gathering. I love it. Even thinking about it, can you sense? I'm just asking radio audience to listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Can you sense my exuberance, my jubilation over the idea of what happened on November the 8th of 2016 after I predicted it? Did I mention that? Have I mentioned in 2019 that I predicted Donald Trump would win? Because if I haven't, I've been remiss. It's not going to be any different in 2020. It's going to get ugly. And the fundraising tells you all you need to know. Candidates who declared their White House bids, were supposed to get this money in. And here are the figures. Bernie Sanders, $18.2 million. They say $444,000 per day. I guarantee you that's going to drop off substantially. Kamala Harris, $12 million. That's what she's raised since she declared. $171,000 per day. She's not. Sanders is 2.5%, 250% more money per day than Kamala Harris. O'Rourke, he's at $9.4 million, raising $520,000 per day. He is the biggest number guy, but he's not. He's only half of Sanders. Pete Buttigieg, $107,000 per day. He's raised $7 million. Amy Klobuchar, $104,000 per day. She's raised $5.2 million. Cory Booker, $5 million, $84,000 per day. Andrew Yang, $1.7 million, $18,800 per day. He declared early on. Now some have additional funds. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren, I gave you her numbers earlier. She was at how many million? Like 8 million, but she's burning through it like you wouldn't believe. By the way, every one of these candidates is burning through this fast. Fast. They're staffing up. They're prepping for Iowa and New Hampshire and all these other things. They're spending money like crazy people. Like they won the lotto. But they got other money available. Cory Booker has $4.1 million in his Senate campaign. Kirsten Gillibrand, $10.3 million from her Senate race. They can transfer these funds into their presidential races. And here's something you're not going to see. You're not going to see them do it. Because these people know they're not going to win. They're going to hang on to their other seats. But here's what I love about this. I love that they're sucking all the energy out of this. 18 candidates. Wait till Joe Biden finally gets in the mix. We don't have his numbers. He hasn't had to declare anything. He's probably got his, he doesn't run for vice president, so he's probably got people just throwing money into his Senate stuff. But here's what I'll tell you about Biden. He's too stupid to know how to fundraise. He's not even a factor. Yeah, man. Bad news. Let's compare all the Democrat challengers so far to Donald Trump, okay? With 2 years to go, before the next presidential election, this is from Open Secrets. I've got this information from Open Secrets in case you want to know where I got it from. Since January of 2017, Trump's fundraising totaled $106 million. He finished September with nearly $47 million on hand. September of 2018, he had $47 million left over. He's not even officially there yet. I mean, he's just building this campaign team. So they do quarterly filings with the FEC, $47 million on hand. His campaign committee, along with two joint fundraising committees, raised $18.1 million from July to September. That's in a three-month period, he raised $18.1 million without even trying. Trump for President, the president's campaign committee, has raised over $60 million since January of 2017. Its two joint committees, Trump Make America Great Again Committee and Trump Victory, collectively have raised over $80 million. The funds from these joint fundraising committees overlap with the campaign committee and raise money both for Trump and the RNC. So the RNC is getting flushed too. Most of the donations that Trump has received are from individual contributions under $200, small contributions totaling $13 million for his campaign committee, and $41 million to the Make America Great Again committee. Think about that. $54 million in small contributions. You know what that means? That means you, the little people, see what Donald Trump brings to the party. So all the Democrats combined, and not including Elizabeth Warren, but roughly $58.5 million, far less than Donald Trump. I'm talking about total raise, not spend. Donald Trump still has $47 million in the bank. These people don't have that much. They don't have that much. All right? Obama, and I want to put it in perspective about the terms, when they were in their first terms. Trump has raised millions more than both George Bush and Barack Obama combined. Obama raised $4 million and only had $2.3 million on hand at the halfway point of his first term. In 2002, Bush had raised $3.2 million and only had $2.8 million. Donald Trump has $47 million on hand as of September. Now, keep in mind, we're now fully 6 months past that time. He's probably raised another $60, $70 million and has another $30, $40 of it left over. And Trump hasn't begun the campaign. 72% of Republicans are going to re-up on this guy. 92% of Republicans, 72% of Independents, and 34% of Democrats, and the man hasn't even really started the campaign. What else has Trump got? The bully pulpit of Twitter, the media, etc. Meanwhile, what are the left going to be doing? Fighting amongst themselves, talking about reparations and border walls and climate change and also killing babies in the womb and etc. Shooting each other in what Barack Obama called a circular firing squad. And people are out there worried. I finally had a friend of mine say, Kevin, I'm actually starting to feel pretty good about
2020. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, somebody says you should just call her Cortez. She's got to be truly one of the most dumb people I've ever heard in politics. And I'm, again, not sensationalizing, just going off of what she says, and she chalks it up to, well, I'm learning on the job. Well, you know what I've learned? Sometimes it's good to just keep your mouth shut. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That was pretty good. Let me try that again. Yeah, that's pretty good. Thanks for bringing that. Anyway, glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. Ocasio-Cortez never disappoints. In fact, she says we should auto-file our IRS taxes. And did we talk about this? I was thinking the people that wanted to oppress conservatives, and you want us to let the IRS just auto-file. Anyway, here's a clip on that.
However, I would also like to lodge some of my concerns perhaps for us to address in the future. Dylan Matthews at Vox recently published an article that said, quote, "It is a huge scandal that Congress has not yet instructed the IRS to automatically prepare taxes for the majority of Americans. The IRS has all the information required to do that for all but a few taxpayers. And the main reason it doesn't may have to do with the role of money in politics." So with this bill, I would like to again commend the advancements that we have made for working class people. But long term, we should be looking at a solution where everyday people do not necessarily have to spend hours every year preparing tax returns when the majority of Americans have relatively simple and straightforward returns. So I would like to just rise and commend those positive contributions and also point the way forward in the future. Thank you very much.
Welcome back, everybody. So that's Ocasio-Cortez talking about auto-filing. And she says, hey, it's simple enough for everybody. You should be able to do this on the simplest of taxes. People are spending too much time having to deal with this 1040 EZ form. If you look at the 1040 EZ, essentially it says, how much money did you make? Put it off on your W-2. How many kids do you have? I have this many. Include yourself. Deduct this number. Boom. Here's what you're going to get back because you're pretty much have a menial life. You don't do anything. And you're going to get your award of the government. Here's your money. No offense, but isn't the tax system already as easy for those people as it can get? Because let me tell you something. It is extremely complicated for middle America. If you have a small business, if you own a farm, I mean, it is amazingly complicated. Did you get money through, your stocks and bonds, a 401k, yada, yada. I mean, it's crazy, the number of forms. And it gets more and more complicated because it's things like, did you pay your Obamacare stuff and all that. The easiest form would be, here's your amount of money you made. We took this much out so we can make sure we finance the government. And here's what in other words, if it's a 12% or 15% tax and we took 17%, you're getting 2% back. That's a flat tax. So people, the fair tax people, Kevin, that's not fair. It doesn't take into account this or the other. Look, here's the deal. If you're paying 23% to the government and suddenly you're getting 8% back, and they say to me, well, Kevin, it doesn't take care of charities. As if there's no charitable contribution, then it doesn't count. Sure it will. Charities will, you have more free money to give. That's why it makes people give to charity. Government, is it an incentive for government to tell you to donate to charity? Sure it is. Because you know it's going to mitigate your tax. But if you know I can give 6% to my favorite charity or 5% because I know I'm not going to get hit with a tax debt or I know I'm getting this back, you're going to do a lot different. That's the difference. Hours of the year preparing tax returns. Hey, AOC, they don't have anything else to do. What do you think they're doing? You think they're sitting around, counting employees or taking inventory or what? You're not dealing with personnel issues if you're filing the EZ or if you're filing a short form. I don't mean any disrespect, but this is the case. It's the guys that have to have this schedule and 2106 for business deductions and did you get a capital gain and do you own foreign property and are you, owner and stock in this much of a company and blah, blah, blah. Those are the ones that look like, War and Peace when you're done. Tax filings. I've had personal tax filings that were probably 35, 40 pages. Scary large. But she wants them to auto-file for you and for the simplest people. In other words, take the people who have the least amount of worry and concern, get their refund, and let's auto-file for them. Now, forget that H&R Block is already doing that because our tax
funds go to that very thing. Forget that. She hasn't even researched it to know that already exists. She hasn't researched it to know that there's a government agency that will absolutely give indigent people a way to file for free.
I'd like to thank you for your forward thinking and forward thinking, thinking, thinking.
Look, there's a whole other series of holes in this, but what's funny about it is AOC is actually arguing that the tax code is too complicated. Don't think she's going to understand that. She loves the progressive nature of the code. What would simplify the tax code is what I just said. Something flat or something fair. And if you wanted to throw in, we're going to do a flat tax of 16% or 17%, and you can do charitable productions up to 2% of whatever, fine. I'd be happy with that too. If you want to incentivize something, but I'm saying it could be a lot simpler. And they know it. And she's arguing for what people have been arguing about for decades, which is the IRS is too complicated. You have to relearn it. Look at the amount of energy that goes into the people that have to learn this, the number of bookkeepers and accountants and tax preparers of all types that have to do this. Now, if it was too simple, H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, and others would be gone. But so be it. H&R Block should have more to do than just tax preparation. Get into financial planning. Here's what I always said about H&R Block, by the way, was a client of mine years ago. And I would say to these guys, look, because they started a banking service. And I said, that's a great thing to do. You should also look at stocks. Because you know who's trading stocks based on who wants you to file their taxes. You should be looking at other ways to get these, to incentivize these people to put their money in your other things. I would diversify if I were you. This was me counseling H&R Block decades ago. Get your bank going. Get your financial planning thing going. You know more about these people because of their stock than anything. Now, I know there's government regulations around what you can solicit and all that, but there's nothing that says, are you aware of H&R Block's other services? We can help you with financial planning. We can help you with stock planning. Tax planning. We can help you with estate planning. Things like this. We can be your bank. We can do all these other things. That's what they should be doing. You can't be a one-trick pony in this day and age. I mean, the government can easily come back and say, okay, let's make it simple. But let me tell you, they built a multi-billion-dollar company around the complexity of the tax system. And you want to know why? Because they know it won't go away. They know nobody wants it to go away. She says she wants a single, straightforward tax return. She's got it. The government gave it to them. You can't get any simpler than the 1040 EZ unless you go to a flat tax and make it 10% so it's easy math. You made $1,000, you owe 1%, you know, 10%, pay 100. I mean, that would be the simplest, easiest thing that even the average Democrat, the average brain-dead moronic zombie could do. And it's practically that easy with the EZ form. There's no deductions, there's no nudges. Boom, here it is, other than you, your personal thing and all that. That's it. It's as easy as it gets. And she's saying, it's too complicated for my people. They can't do it. It takes them too much time. Or they got to pay $10 or whatever. Do you think Ocasio-Cortez is concerned about these people and their parking tickets? What is it when they get booted? When they can't pay a parking ticket and their car gets booted and they got to go down and pay the money to get the car out of impound. You think Ocasio-Cortez cares about the cost of a ticket in the average city? You know, $75 in Chicago if you're 1 minute over on a meter? Who came up with that genius idea? Oh, I know. They should have taken public transportation, right? You get what I'm saying? All I'm getting at is there are 1,000 ways in which people get nickeled and dimed to death. And somebody says, oh, I'm going to charge you $20 to do your EZ tax returns. And don't play with me. I know what I'm talking about. One of my neighbors, when I lived in St. Louis, is an accountant in the hood, Miss Verdell. She did black people's taxes. And it was like taking money from babies because it was the simplest taxes. She would be like, man, Kevin, these taxes are so simple. I don't know why these people can't do them. And she charged them $20, $25, and that's it. Anyway, just shows you how stupid Ocasio-Cortez is. But there's more. I just don't have time to get to it.
This is
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.